2025 Camry. It's a hybrid only now through all the grades.
Yep.
And Toyota has indicated they are simplifying the Camry lineup. We have jumped in the XSE sport trim, but front-wheel drive only, which means they come in all-wheel drive and front-wheel drive.
It's the first time the Camry's been available as an all-wheel drive and hybrid. That hasn't been something you could get before. But in this version, this ninth gen, is only available as a hybrid, which is actually good news. But that means if you get the all-wheel drive version, guess what? It's still hybrid.
I like how we have to keep track of the generations of hybrid systems and generations of car. Ninth generation Camry, fifth generation hybrid system, and for the first time, it's connected to the 2.5 liter engine. The fifth generation was also used in the Prius, but that's connected to the 2-liter engine.
I mean, actually,
got it?
Not really. The thing is that the new Prius, which we like, of course, we did a long-term series on that. We drove it on track. You have to go watch that stuff. We had more fun than we should have. It was incredibly fun in
yes,
a Prius. But that was the introduction of this fifth-gen hybrid. Think about this for a second. Toyota has been making hybrids for nearly a quarter of a century. About 25 years,
five generations,
they've been manufacturing hybrids, and now they're putting it across all their lineup. This Camry, of course, is included. And we're talking like mid to high 40s miles per gallon is what they're projecting.
This one says 48 city, 47 highway, and 47 combined. That is really good, and that makes it very compelling in a kind of sporty sedan. This car has been such a standard bearer.
Absolutely,
for
yes.
anybody looking for just straight up transportation. Four-door sedan.
Mm-hmm.
I've never associated with something sporty and actually kind of fun to drive.
And I still don't know that it is fun, but this sport trim does have a different setup on the suspension than some of the lower trims, and so there is that.
It's a little more secure and more firm.
It's well controlled. Let's put it that way.
It feels somewhat tuned.
The body
tuned,
movements
actually.
Are very well controlled.
Yeah.
There's good dynamics here as far as setting up the car properly. It isn't fundamentally a fun car.
This competes directly against the Honda Accord hybrid that we drove.
Which we really like.
We did, and we actually kind of found some fun lurking in that car.
Yes.
But what Toyota has done is kind of thrown that to the wind a little bit, because to make anything GR at this point...
I love how you and I just want to GR everything.
I
do. That just makes me laugh.
But to make a business case for it, this is the bread and butter. This is what makes Toyota
Absolutely,
money. This
yes.
is this makes sense. Adding a GR version of this, financially speaking, I don't think makes sense.
No.
I always have to look at it as a business case. But this Camry, you know what? There's really nothing wrong with it.
No.
There's nothing really wrong.
And there's multiple things improved. I mean, here's the thing. The Camry is one of those vehicles that, because it is kind, has always been like a 7 or 8 in all of the boxes. It's easy to overlook because they sell them in hordes, and they're not targeted at people that love to drive. They're people that need value for money, decent gas mileage, good amount of space, and I can't believe the amenities I got for the money I spent. And this one's what, like 38 grand?
38 and change, which is right up against the price of that Honda Accord hybrid.
The thing is, this does everything the Camry has always done, with some noticeable improvements. I want to point out, this has the new screen with the new interface that Toyota's been putting in all their vehicles. Of course, that's standard on all of these. The base Camry, we're not in the base, the base Camry,
geez.
Wow, he was
oh
close.
My gosh.
That
oh
was,
my gosh.
That was lane splitting on a double yellow by a motorcycle passing an 18-wheeler between me and him. All of that was bad. All of it. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. Whew.
Okay, all right, I'm better
we
now?
We almost saw a wreck.
Yeah, we almost were part of a wreck. That's what happened there. His bars were near the
mirror.
Was
inside the...
There was a lot going on there. Most of it bad. Thank you for being with us live while that happened. All right.
Shake it off.
The thing you have to think about is the stuff they have refined, and it is stuff that people are going to like. That base Camry now has more content at the base level than it's ever had before, more electronics. This new interface is a huge, very bright screen that works very well. They improved the seats. And I will say this. When they talk in the briefing and they say, we improved the seats, I always kind of smile and nod because, sure you did. But I am saying to you now, they improved the seats. These are actually pretty good seats. They're not great. They're not sporting seats. They're not, oh my gosh, the bolsters are so amazing. That's not what this car is about. But I'm sitting here realizing, yeah, I could drive a while. There's definite improvement in seats here, and I'm beating on it because that's what you buy the car for. You buy it for not driving that fast, even though this is a great road, and putting the family in it and going places. And it succeeds at that like crazy. We're talking about refinement, not revolution, at a car like this.
Sure, which is every generation. You expect refinement, but they focused on the things that matter, just like they did with the Prius. They focused on the drivability. So what Toyota has told us is things like throttle response, and most notably, braking, because every time we get in a car with regen brakes, you always feel it, and you always have to make excuses. So Toyota has worked
hard
on all of these. Because they have switched Camry to hybrid only, like many models, you can no longer buy a Camry that isn't a hybrid. Mm. But they have focused on the drivability, which is important. When they say improvements, it can't just be materials. It can't just be styling. It's got to be drivability in the car.
Well, and you bring up a great point, because if you've been a non-hybrid buyer, but you've been a Camry buyer, you may look at the new Camry in a hybrid and go, I don't want a hybrid. Mm. So Toyota's got to surmount that part of the market and not give them a reason to walk away because it's hybrid. And I will say, many hybrids, and this is an eCVT, and we don't like CVTs, but that's where we're at for technology.
That's where we're at.
That's where we are. But they have made legitimate throttle response changes here. I mean, granted, I'm in sport mode in the sport version, but there isn't that hybrid lag that's very common that makes so many hybrids feel heavy. When my brain pushes the gas pedal, the car responds kind of equivalently versus that kind of thoughtfulness that hybrids sometimes get, where it's like, are you sure? This doesn't have
Which,
that.
You're feeling a line of code. When you
exactly,
do that.
You totally are. And the brakes, they said this, and you know what? Toyota was already doing well at this, but they said they worked even further to make this brake pedal just feel like brake pedal. It's not doing anything special. We don't have to let you know about it. You don't even need to know. It just works like you expect. Very linear, gets good response. I'm not just saying it because they mentioned it this morning. I'm thinking about it as we drive the car, and I'm going, yeah, that is actually what I'm feeling.
Ah, it's not just marketing speak.
It's not just marketing. Often, it's just
That's
marketing
rare.
Speak. It's very
Most
often
of the
just
time,
marketing
It's always
speak.
Just marketing lines of words.
Along those lines. Yeah, thank you for saying all new.
Really
along
all
those
new.
Lines, that's the thing. Every time we go to a car launch, and Toyota brought us out to San Diego, and it's very nice of them, but every time you do a launch, they describe how a car is. It's always all new.
Yeah, it's always
all new.
Yep.
And most of the time, it's not all new. I'll say this. It's been nicely refined. They've done a good job
That's
on
good
their
news.
Refinement. Yes. The interesting thing about sedans is they are a dying breed, but if you're looking for a sedan, and we're big proponents of sedans, you should use autotempest.com. That is the place that we search for everything. I'm not kidding. Research for the podcast, whatever it is. You can find this Camry because some brand new stuff is listed on Autotempest. You can find dealers through autotempest.com or a litany of nationwide and sometimes beyond that searches of Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, the stuff that's hard to find, plus all the big names you've heard of are all available on Autotempest. One search for everything.
Make sure that you use autotempest.com/everyday as your URL, because then they know that we sent you. When you're looking for Camrys, especially an XSE, front-wheel drive, or any Camry, go to autotempest.com/everyday. All the cars, one search.
Holy man, what the Did you not see the blinker? What the was that about? Did he not have brakes?
No, well, no, he's not paying attention.
What is going on in San Diego?
Stupid, inattentive drivers. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Stupid drivers. We have a HPD events company to teach you how to...
Want to drive better? HookedOnDriving.com.
Uh-huh.
Events, trips, track days, we can help. You can have fun with us, and it's not even video. I'm just saying. I'm just making my own little ad right now. Yeah.
Let's talk about styling for the new Camry. The face of the car is very important, and I like that Toyota has done more refinement to bring this in line with what the Prius has suggested. We recently completed a best of series for 2024 where we went through the best cars from every manufacturer, and I still believe the Prius is the best car Toyota builds, but they use it like Mercedes uses the S-Class. The S-Class sets the styling theme for everything else in the portfolio from there on down. It's always S-Class and everything else. I think Toyota is using the Prius as the styling benchmark not proportion, but the stylistic cues for everything going forward, and that the Crown Signia has fallen in line. The Corolla was kind of there, but the GR Corolla now falls in line, and now here it is on the Camry, and it is successful, but it's also standout kind of styling. The Camry has always been bland. It's always been just a four-door sedan to everyone's eye. So what sets it apart? It is the details on this car. So walk around, look at all the refinements in surface development that make this a little bit more aggressive. Mm-hmm. It suggests hybrid gently, because what do AVs have? No front grille, no mouth, no opening, because there's no cooling that needs to happen there. Yeah. So it's a bit of both. All they have to do for a GR Camry is to widen the fenders. Put DTM box fenders on this car, and you've got yourself a GT. GTR. GR Camry.
Stop. The Grammy. I just need
that
to stop.
That would look good on this car.
It would. Aggressive. It would, but no. It's not going to happen.
Sit low. It'd be interesting.
This has a very nice interior. This is the thing Camry's always done very well. For your money, you get all the tech you've heard about in cars.
We've reached peak screen years ago with EVs. This is now as big as screens need to be.
Yeah, I like the landscape, too.
It does look nice, and landscape fits in with the theme of instrument panels.
Yeah, it does.
It does not look stuck on, and it looks integrated, but it looks interesting. A small critique, and that is Piano Black has not died fully yet. We haven't quite killed it with fire yet, apparently. It is still here, but
there's
fortunately,
a lot in this.
It's not on things that you touch. It's, I guess, the vent here, but generally you're not going to touch this area.
Unfortunately, it's around
it's down
the cup
here.
Holder.
Yeah,
that's
it's down
the
here.
Only downside.
Okay, so that needs to die.
That should die. That should die.
It just it looks good in the showroom, and it's shiny. And
it looks great in photos just out of the factory or perfectly polished down for the press photos, and after that it's just a disaster.
Raccoons like shiny things. They grab shiny things, and they can't let go.
It's raccoon spec on the interior. That's terrifying.
Right here. It's only $38,000. That is no small change, and it does feel to its price point in here. Would you agree?
Yes, but I'll even go you one further. It is very easy to get a Prius, which is smaller than this, within $2,000 or $3,000 of this.
That's true.
And so if you have a family that really is going to use the back seats a lot, the Prius back seats are fine, but they're not this good. The trunk is good sized on this. This is a more family-friendly vehicle in scale than the Prius is. And it was with only a few $1,000s more. That makes it a really tempting proposition. Your gas mileage isn't quite as good. It's obviously a very different driving experience. That's what I think is most fascinating, is while $38,000 isn't nothing, it's right around the average of what cars are costing now, and it's only slightly more than the equivalent Prius, which is a smaller car.
And Toyota tells us the price has come down from the base version from the prior generation. The price is lower across the board. That's pretty interesting.
It is.
Pretty amazing.
It's very competitive. All right, you ready?
I'm ready. Am I ready? I think I'm ready. Your modes. Down by the shifter. Unfortunately, it is an eCVT, but you do get the shift knob to use sport mode to shift the gears, but you also get paddles behind the wheel.
You can interact with the ratios that don't matter.
At least we got paddles.
I suppose.
Normal, sport, eco, and EV mode right down here. Okay. All right, full power.
Sounds very EV.
225 horsepower.
You know it.
You know what? Not terrible. Not bad.
Not bad.
Bit of an assist. You can feel the assist. Instantly, I'm feeling like this drives fairly lightweight. It is just over 3,500 pounds, but for a sedan, a four-door sedan that is a hybrid, that's competitive. That's good.
Equivalent EVs are 500 to 600 pounds more than this. And I will say this, many sports cars now weigh more than this does. Think about that. The M2,
that's true.
The Mustang, the Z car, they all weigh more than this four-door hybrid sedan.
I have a theory, newly formed. That is, starting with the Prius, we were skeptical that any fun has ever lurked deep inside the Prius. You buy a Prius and you have died to fun in your life.
Gone to where fun died, yes.
But Camry has always kind of been a dirty word.
Okay.
It's always kind of meant that you've given up. There's just no four-door sedans that can be any fun whatsoever, and I'd rather have just something new. I know it's going to run. It's just going to run, and that is priority, and so therefore I've died to fun. But instantly, the first turn-in, to me, feels a little bit crisper than other Camrys before.
Okay.
This is not a sports car.
No.
This is in no way. But there's a little bit more engagement than prior Camrys. It kind of makes you want to, attack a little bit more. 19-inch wheels on this car, brakes that feel normal, and even though it's an eCVT, can move the lever and use their gears. There's a gear on the instrument panel.
Uh-huh.
They're not gears.
Yeah.
But that turn-in, it actually kind of can hang on. It doesn't hustle necessarily, but if you decided to hustle this car, you wouldn't instantly regret it. Maybe you'll regret it later on.
I agree. No, you're right.
There's a little bit of, it's not feel, it's just a little bit of precision.
The responses are what you expect. That's the thing I kept feeling. It's not that I really want to drive a Camry hard.
No.
But I realized that all the responses of the car make sense. There's no weird lag, there's no extra body movements, and that's a very common reality in hybrids and in sedans that are not set up to be an enthusiast car. Granted, this is the sport trim, but this just has a very good body control. That's the takeaway
for me. That suspension, that turn-in, it's intriguing, and it's enough to say, yeah, I recommend the Camrys. I mean, we like Toyota products. I feel like they're killing it in pretty much any car they build. They're paying attention, but I feel like motorsports and that thinking Akio Toyota has let trickle down, starting with the GR program, has kind of started to influence everything, whether you're off-roading or whether you're in a car. Motorsports influences everything because people like to drive. At least we like to drive.
We like to drive. No, many people don't.
Many people don't.
I would say it this way. People as a group don't like to drive. Enthusiasts like it quite a bit.
They do.
And we are speaking to you, yes.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, ArmorAll, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on ArmorAll products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
We've jumped. We're in the all-wheel drive. It's still the XSE, but it is offered with the all-wheel drive, with that third electric motor in the back, and that bumps the horsepower up to 232 horsepower.
That's a net gain. I mean, here's the
How's
thing.
How's it feeling over there?
Well, you know, actually, on our when we took off, I could tell that the back half of the car was being driven. I actually could feel that.
Could you feel the push?
Yes, definitely could feel that, which is good. I mean, they have designed this to be sportier than it's been before, better body control. As we noticed in the front-wheel drive version, it's not a revolution, but I do think that the all-wheel drive drives better, which is interesting.
Oh, really?
Yes, I do.
You
think
can tell
this
already.
One, I think it's got a little bit better body control.
Interesting.
And I feel like it's, I can tell the back half's doing something. I really can. Even though it's not profound and it is on demand, I can tell that it's doing something, which is good.
Okay.
All the power in the all-wheel drive. It's still an eCVT, which means it sounds like that.
It shoves a little bit better than the front-wheel drive.
It does. It does. I agree.
It's a bit better. I can see that.
You can feel it on the back of a corner.
Yeah, you can feel
that the back
it's
half is doing
it,
something on
it?
The back of a corner. It's giving that little bit of a shove from the back. I don't know that it made it more sporty, but I think it made a little more confidence-inspiring. It's just that little bit of extra shove that makes you know the entire car is involved.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Okay. That's a good amount of performance. It's a good amount of just, how do I put this? The chassis is set up correctly, which we said in the front-wheel drive one as well. It's just here, with all of the drive wheels working, it does help you feel like you can command the corner a little more. I'm not going to just overwhelm one half of the car. Pleasantly surprised by the change in dynamics going from front-wheel drive to all-wheel drive. There was a slight refinement, I feel like, going from the last-gen Camry to the new front-wheel drive Camry, and then it's refined that amount again in quality of driving going to the all-wheel drive. I'm a little surprised by that, but that's my takeaway.
Interesting. Let's go feel some cornery goodness.
Ooh, cornery goodness in a Camry? Really?
The steering feels lighter to me. It feels a little bit less connected on this car.
Well, it's because the front-wheel drive isn't fighting you as much.
Yeah.
I think that rear motor matters.
That rear motor matters. Although, what we have here is right on the cusp of going too far with power. This is about as much power as the Camry can handle with this suspension without adding better brakes.
Interesting. Good point.
That steering feels more disconnected to me than that front-wheel drive car did.
Hmm.
This feels kind of dead.
wasn't a lot to begin with.
There wasn't a lot to begin with, but this feels looser and less connected. Okay. I suppose it's just the power going through the front wheels. But this doesn't feel as interesting to me.
Okay.
When you roll onto the throttle out of the corner, then that back end shoves
helps.
You.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. Mm-hmm. This is less, a little bit less engaging on the all-wheel drive, but the all-wheel drive is going to sell.
Yeah.
This is all-wheel drive.
Look, we're talking about a Camry with turbocharged hybrid assist 230-something horsepower, which means it actually is probably throwing more around than your average 300-horsepower TRD Camry has
to deal with. Yeah. This is notch one of fun drive. Well, maybe half a notch. It's not that it's completely dead, and we've driven many cars that are. It's a tiny little bit of interestingness buried in here. It's not very much, but I like that the Camry is being pointed in this direction, and I like that XSE exists. The all-wheel drive does shove you through the corner, and the price is right.
$38,000, miles per gallon in the 40s. I mean, this is a very competitive car, and it is a lot of car for the money.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, I'd prefer a Grammy.
I know you would.
Yes. That would be interesting to me. Double the horsepower, put the fenders on.
Double the horsepower.
How off base am I? Double the horsepower. Let's have 400 horsepower in this thing.
Put a massive electric motor in the rear to make it really all-wheel drive, right? Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. There's the 4,500-pound, $50,000 Grammy.
We have a $50,000 Corolla.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Where we're at.
You're right. That's a very good point. I shouldn't overlook it. Okay.
There's just a little bit that sort of makes me go, oh, yeah, driving's fun. Nothing. Driving is fun. There's a little, right?
Is there a meter? There's like a meter right there.
I wish there were a meter.
See, it turns over to driving fun.
Deep into eco and then charge, and it shows me power.
Yeah.
Okay, it still doesn't sound good. But
no.
You know what? It's the tiniest bit.
No.
It's like, did I catch some flavor? I thought I caught,
no.
Is that onion?
Mm-mm. Nope.
What is that flavor?
Not in the engine or the transmission.
I thought I tasted something right there.
That's not where fun is.
It's a little more eager than it should be, which is encouraging. That's good.
That's the throttle response that they tell us that they worked on, because the throttle response is on point. It is paying attention. And that is not something you typically find in hybrid setups. We've reached a point where driving normally is a compliment.
At low speed, this is boring. This is
no, of course,
nothing
is.
Here.
Higher
speed, a little bit, the suspension tuning.
Mm-hmm.
You turn in, you think, oh yeah, I'm in a Camry, but I can't possibly be having that feeling.
I continually find it interesting how Toyota is working hybrid through all of their lineup. And in general, not across the board, but in general, we have preferred the hybrid versions of things over the last few years.
Yes.
And that's saying something about how well they've refined it. And actual driving inputs. That's what I'm appreciating.
They're inputs. They have the things that you're feeling have names.
Yeah.
It's not that they're good. Standouts, but they have a name.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it something.
Yes, that's good.
It's
that's
not
good.
Just boring controlling the car. They that's an input.
Yep. There's actual braking, there's actual turn in.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm technically in sport mode. No, you upshifted at 37 miles an hour. I was in first gear at 37 miles an hour and the engine was unstressed. Sure.
Telling you, there were board meetings about what those ratios should be because they just decided They just decided them.
They were tuned on the ring, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. The Camry. Now it's tuned on the ring. Yeah.
It's coming. All y'all are getting, you don't believe me, and it's coming, and they're going to go, surprise!
The Grammy Ring Edition. Now available for a limited time from Toyota.
Paul
it's 60
right.
grand. It's got a half cage in the back and no back seat.
Ooh.
We're going to sell five.
Ooh.
Like most of them are going to go to the museum.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Time to pass some trucks.
Well, except the truck's passing
the truck. Truck's not having any of that.
That was a classy move there, sir.
So awesome. It's like rules don't apply out here.
Oh, at least we have fun.
At least we have fun.
Oh, my God.
Right lane ends. Can we do it? Can this car hang onto a corner?
Yeah, look. Look at you.
Look.
Get the last minute pass in.
Look at
There's like grip and stuff.
There's grip.
Chassis control. Wow, I'm impressed. Okay.
See?
Driven in anger. Look at you.
The things on this car have names.
Mm-hmm.
They're called inputs. Oh. The brakes feel normal.
Isn't that weird? I mean, good, but weird. Yeah.
Good, but weird. It kind of hangs on. There's no steering feel.
No.
There's actually none.
No, not at all.
Through power through a corner?
Yeah.
And see, let's get a tune out of these tires, huh? Yeah. This Camry's moving now.
Tuned as intended. That's what I'm liking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, come on. Paddles aren't working for me.
You're trying to paddle shift a CVT in anger.
I am.
There is a limit to what's possible,
It's
Paul,
not a Grammar
yet. You have found the limit.
All right. Can we find the limits of the tires? Where are they? There it is.
Now you're going to scare the cyclist.
There it is.
Motorcyclist is going to be freaked out.
I heard a little screech.
Oh, yeah. For sure. There were a few there.